Karen Keene is the town's director of public health. She says that the board, looking at overall trends relative to the spread of COVID-19 and the Delta variant, decided
that it was very necessary for them to implement a mask mandate in town-owned buildings, including Memorial Hall. What it means is that there'll be signs posted on all the doors telling folks going in that the masks are mandatory, they must be worn, and if they don't have one, that they can get one at both locations.
Of the town-owned buildings, Memorial Hall is unique because it is a 1,500-seat venue with bookings that include Judy Collins, the Irish Tenors, Vienna Boys Choir, and the Righteous Brothers. So, Keene says, since
they rent that location to outside vendors, we are placing inside those contracts verbiage that says that they recognize that masks are mandated at this particular location.
And alerting folks in advance is necessary.
Because Memorial Hall only has one town employee. Other than that, it's volunteers and it's staff that comes with the outside vendors that are renting the location.
The Board of Health at their October 13th meeting voted 3-1 to put the mask mandate in place. Their next meeting is Wednesday the 27th via Zoom at 4 p.m. In Plymouth, Bobby Clark, WATD News.